Hey everybody, this is Coach Sal with my latest short form podcast. Today I just wanted to do a real quick entry and add to something I gave you guys last week about performing the single leg squat and the modified single leg squats. And that is to use a counterbalance when you're doing any of those single leg squat movements. And a counterbalance is just simply holding a stick at arm's length at chest height as you perform your, in this case, eccentric only skater squat. And what you're cueing in that sense, whether you're cueing someone else or you're performing this movement yourself, is you want to be reaching forward with that stick as you're bending your knee and attempting to get that other knee either to a mat if you've used a modified range of motion variety, or if you can get that knee all the way to the ground, that's great. Using that counterbalance, using that stick and extending that as you bend that knee is going to help you be in a better position. It's also going to help your balance. The best way to have bad balance is to be concentrating and worrying about keeping your balance. So having this counterbalance to focus on is going to help your movement, is going to help your balance. How I cue it is, again, as you feel that your balance is starting to go, forget about thinking about what that foot's doing on the floor, and you're extending that arm. You're focusing on that bar or that stick out in front of you, and you're trying to extend that away from you as you bend your knee. You'll be amazed at how that helps keep you on track. I've also found that sometimes, I think especially with the pistol squat, modified or full range of motion pistol squat, having actually a counterbalance that has some weight to it, so now you're actually talking about a counterweight, will help improve your form. I know it's that for me. And because it is, in fact, something that's countering and enabling you to keep your balance. I've used what we have at the gym I go to, and I have in my own gym, is what's called the body bar, which is a 5-foot padded bar that ranges in weights, I think, anywhere from 4 to 16 pounds, perhaps. I know I'm typically using a 9-pound bar when I'm using that bar as my counterweight, as opposed to, using a weight vest to load that single leg squat. I find that the counterbalance, counterweight method actually helps it go a little smoother. All right, so that's all I wanted to give you today. I wanted to keep it short. I thank you for checking in, and I'd like you to keep giving me that good feedback I've been getting, and follow me on Twitter at Sal Marinello if you already don't. Thanks, and have a great weekend.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.